Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 20th. Today's word is bombinate, spelled B-O-M-B-I-N-A-T-E. Bombinate is a verb that means to make a sustained, deep murmuring, humming, or buzzing sound, to buzz or drone. Here's the word used in a sentence from Such a Long Journey by Rowanton Mystery. Black marketeers and scalpers began buzzing around the theaters, bombinating ceaselessly, 10 for 5, 10 for 5, 10 for 5. The word bombinate sounds like it should be the province of bombastic blowhards who bound up and bombard you with droning blather at parties. And it is. The word derives from the Greek word bombos, a term that probably originated as an imitation of a deep hollow sound, the kind we would likely refer to as booming nowadays. Latin speakers rendered the original Greek form as bombus, and that root gave forth a veritable din of raucous English offspring, including not only bombinate, but also bomb, B-O-M-B, bombard, and bound, meaning a leap or jump. The Latin word bombus, however, is not a direct ancestor of the word bombastic, which traces to bombyx, a Greek name for the silkworm. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.